You want to give him up because somebody in church stumbled you? Hurt you? Offend you? Never give him up. Because he never gave up on us. He never. And I found consideration number three, that the presence of God is proportional to that love that he builds into our life. I recognize it's not just our own love, but I also recognize we need to yield and respond to his love. And if you love him that much, so that even if he never answers any more prayers in your life, you still say, I love you forever, eternally. And that's when you begin to discover the abundance that God really wants to give. You discover power and authority like you never had before. Really. Jesus had all the power, authority. If he need any finances, it was right there with him. Even if he had to pull out a fish with a gold piece. You have authority like I never have. But before all those things, how much do you love him? When your heart is fixed, like the author of Psalms says, my heart is fixed, O God. You know, he's been in, read the book of Psalms. Look at the troubles they've been through. Up, down, up, down, up, down. He cried in distress. He cried in this and cried that. But he always come back to this. You are my refuge. You are my God. In you will I trust. A man after God's heart. I keep falling in love with him day after day. Let's pray. Father, we ask, O Lord, that our love for you will grow deeper day by day. And we will understand, O Lord, that even if we sing 1,000 songs in 1,000 tongues, it could not tell of the great love you have for us. And like that song says, even if the whole ocean were ink and every quill on earth were a pen, every feather on earth were a quill and a pen, it would have been impossible to write the love of God down. It would drain the whole ocean dry. If the skies were a scroll, there would not be enough room to write about your love for us. Father, take us into the secret place of the love of God, where I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. That we may discover the foundation and the security of your love. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let's sing that hymn.